I'm not going to read you a scripture. We'll get to that in just a minute. I do want to make this statement here. All the problems religious people have with believers can be traced to one concern, one root cause. And that cause is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ is the issue, isn't he? You think about it, okay? Because at the heart, at the root, Christ is the issue. The issue is not whether baptism is necessary for salvation.
Right.
That's not the issue. They want to make that an issue, but that's not the issue. And it's not, for some people, that you have to have a second work of grace in order to be saved. Again, people will want to make that the issue, but that's not the issue. It's not that the doctrine is the real issue with religious men or women. But now, oh, one more thing. The biggest sticking point that people have with the so-called doctrines of grace, TULIP, is the one thing that directly concerns the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, limited atonement. Some of them can live with total depravity. Some of them can live with unconditional election. Nobody wants limited atonement. Nobody wants particular redemption. That's the one. They all agree that one's got to go. And you know why? Because the problem is Jesus Christ with these people. The true issue for them is this. Jesus Christ is not enough.
Right.
Not his work, not his power, not his person is not enough to save a soul without their help somehow, some way.
Right.
That's the true sticking point. That's the true concern. Because Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of his people. His atonement, his sacrifice, his offering, and God's acceptance of him is sufficient, or it's not.
Right.
That's the point. That's the point. Joe Terrell wrote this. This is kind of what made me think of this. Christ is never enough in the mind of the unbeliever. But Christ is enough to anyone who has nothing else.
Right.
That's us. That's us. If you got nothing else, you'll look to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you'll have nothing else is because he's looked at you. But anyhow, that's why I just wanted to throw that in there. That's just for free. Now, I am going to start in Psalm 62. That's not my text, but it's important. And then I'm going to read some other verses from Psalms. I'm just going to read a few verses and bounce around until I get to my text. Psalm 62, verse 2 says this, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. What? I shall not be greatly moved." Okay, verse 6, the same chapter, or same Psalm, 62. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." And verse 7, "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Now, you don't have to turn to these. Psalm 78 and verse 35 says this, "And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God, the Redeemer, their Redeemer." Psalms 89 and 26 says this, "He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation." Psalm 94 and verse 22, "But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge." Psalm 95 and verse 1 says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." And the last one, well, next to last one, 2 Samuel 22 and verse 47. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Now, you might be noticing a trend here. Okay. Well, I got one more for you. This is 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, every one of those rocks I read about in Psalms, that rock's Christ too.
Yes.
Now, Jesus Christ is our rock and our salvation. Jesus Christ is the believer's rock and the rock, it's his salvation, but he gives it to us. Oh, I like that. He makes it our salvation. Oh, I like that. The Lord lives. The Lord liveth. What? Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. And exalted be the rock of my salvation. And that rock is Christ. No question about it. Now, I'm going to go to my text, which is in Exodus 33. Now, here's my title. There is a place by me. There is a place by me. You thought it was going to be something about a rock, didn't you? Well, it is, but that's not the title. Exodus chapter 33. And I'm just going to read verse 21 to start and to finish, basically. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Now, the Lord said, okay, this is one of these places you got to pay attention. And I got to admit to being guilty here, because I have read this I don't know how many times, and it never really grabbed me, you know. God says, behold. And the Lord said, behold, behold, right here, right now. Moses said, beseeched the Lord. It says it in verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Moses asked to see the glory of the Lord. Show me thy glory, thy glory. So the Lord said, behold. Isn't that good? Moses asked the right question. Moses asked for the right thing. And God said, behold, behold. Isn't that something? Moses said, Lord, I got no glory. Show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. Moses knew who has the glory. Matter of fact, Moses knew who had the goodness, the graciousness, and the mercy. Oh, I like that. And the Lord said, behold. What's that mean? Look. Look. Look, Moses. Look, all of you. I am. What? The great I am is going to tell you something, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. Oh, but here's, what's he say? Behold, here it is. Behold what? There is a place by me. And man, that hit me the other day when I saw this. And it's just like, wow, that is so good. That is so good. There's a place by him. And you know what? That's good news. That's good news. That's good news. There's a place by the Lord. And he's telling Moses, look, see it, behold it, perceive it, understand it. There's a place by me. And here's the thing for Moses, for you, for you. There's a place by me for you. Here's the thing. Do you want to see the glory of God? There's a place by him. There's a place by him. There's a place by me. Do you want to see God's goodness? Well, Jesus Christ says there's a place by me. There's a place by me. You understand? I want to grasp something here. I want you to lay hold of it. There's a place by me. But understand, this is in the wilderness, okay? This is not the tabernacle. Understand? The place by me is not the tabernacle. It's not the Holy of Holies. It's not the mercy seat. It's not the courts. It's not the fence. It's not the gate. It's by me. It's by me, the Lord said. There's a place by me. Oh, I like that. It's not the it's not the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire. No, no. It's by me. It's by me. I like that. And I want to lay a hold of that. Because here, for today, all right, in our time, okay, the place is not by conversation or creed. The place is not by denomination or doctrine. The place is not by family or favorite or pastor or preacher. The place is still by him. That's the place. By him. Oh. And you know why the Lord tells us to behold? It's very simple. If God didn't tell us to behold, we wouldn't even look. If he doesn't speak to you, you're not going to hear. And that's just the facts. But here's the thing. If he speaks to you and tells you to behold, you're going to see. You're going to see. Moses saw. Moses saw. Oh, it's something else. The Lord commanded Moses to behold, and Moses beheld. There's a place by me. There is a place by the Lord Jesus Christ. What is that? Look and live. Look and live. We are so blind in and of our natural selves. Matter of fact, we're uncircumcised in heart and ears. And our minds are blinded so much that the gospel is hid from the lost. It's hid from the lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their minds. But when God tells you to behold, you're going to see. Oh, I like that. I like that. And God is telling his people in his time to behold. To behold. There's a place by me. There's a place by me. Here's the thing. The voice of the Lord Jesus Christ commands his children. Behold. And he commands, tells them, there's a place by me. By me. And then we have this one little word, and. And. It's just a little word. There's a place by me. And. And. You understand, when that word gets put in there, that means, hold on, there's more. There's more. And. I like it. Because this is a word, it's called a conjunction. It connects two phrases. Now, both of these phrases are complete thoughts, but they are totally connected together. There's a place by me and. You can't separate these two things. Because here it is. There's a place by me and thou shalt stand upon a rock. What's that mean? Well, it meant that Moses was going to stand upon a rock. You understand? This was not a question to Moses. Do you want to stand upon a rock? No. This was not a question. This is a statement of fact. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. And listen, you don't want God to leave anything up to you.
Right.
I don't want God to leave anything up to me. Not in the methods of salvation, not in the purpose of salvation, not in the application of salvation, not in the accomplishment, the preservation, or any other part of salvation. Yeah. I want him to tell me, you're going to stand on a rock. That's what I want. That's what I need. Because if it's left up to me, if it's left up to you, we are going to choose the wrong thing. Yeah. We're going to stand in the wrong place. But he told Moses, thou shalt stand upon a rock. There's a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. So guess what that place is? It's by the Lord. It's a rock. Mm-hmm. It's a rock. Oh, I like that. This is a flat statement of promise. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. And the Lord put him there. The Lord put him there. God put Moses there. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. And I'm going to tell you this. This is exactly the same way that every child of God gets put upon this rock. Psalms 40, verses 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. What does it say next? Verse 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Yeah. What? And set my feet upon a rock. Yeah. Oh. How did Moses get set upon a rock? Get on that rock? God put him there. What does it say then next? And established my goings. Now, isn't that something? And, wasn't even done then, hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. The Lord brought me up. Why? There's a place by me. There's a place by me. He, the Lord, set my feet upon a rock. Thou shalt, what? Stand upon a rock. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ sets our feet upon the rock of himself. Yeah. Of himself. He sets us and he's the rock. Oh, I like that. First of all, what's it? I like it when Psalm says it, he's going to set me on my feet. Set my feet on the rock. You know why? To stand. To stand. Isn't that something? To stand. Thou shalt stand upon the rock. And the Lord took me out of the horrible pit, took me out of the deep miry clay, and set my feet on a solid rock. Oh, I like that. I do. You understand? Thou shalt stand upon the rock. Thou shalt stand. What? Then it says this in Psalms, to establish our goings. What? Our walk is upon the rock. Yeah. Or it ain't a walk. Our walk is upon the rock. You understand? There is a time to behold. There's a time to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And there's a time to establish our goings. You understand? That's what Moses said at the Red Sea. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And they did. Whether they wanted to or not. Because they were stuck. Pharaoh was behind them. The Red Sea was here and the cliffs were here. They had nowhere to go. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's who sees. Those who have nowhere else to go.
Right.
But this is the thing. You don't stay there. You go.
Yeah.
God established their going. He split that Red Sea wide open.
Yes.
And they walk across dry shod. They walked across dry shod. You know why? Because he established their goings. And that's what he's doing for us. He will establish our goings. What does it say? The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Oh, I like that. You understand? we're sheep, and he's a good shepherd. And what do sheep do with the good shepherd? They follow.
Yeah.
They follow. Oh, not only is he our good shepherd, he also said in John 10, he is the door of the sheep. Mm-hmm. Now, by him, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. But that's not all. And shall go in and out and find pasture. That's John 10, verse 9. He's going to establish your goings. And you know what happens when you go in and out? You're following the good shepherd. And you're going to find pasture. Well, he's going to find it for you. And he's going to put you there. And he's going to feed you. He is the door. You go in and out following him. And let me tell you, with him, there's a place by me. And with him, there's always pasture. I like that. Stand upon a rock. Now, you understand in verse 22, and it says, I come by, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock. We just sang that song. Oh, and I will cover thee with my hand. But you understand, you're going to stand on the rock, and then he's going to put you in the cleft. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because you're in Christ. Yeah. And if you're in Christ, that means you're in Christ. And you're protected by Christ himself. Because you notice, we went from verse, what is it? Verse 21, thou shalt stand upon a rock. And then you get to verse 22, and I'm going to put you in a cleft of the rock. The rock. Oh, I like that. I do. Now, I will tell you this. I looked at some of the commentary, mostly Gill. And he said there's some who say that this rock that he stood Moses on is the same one that gushed out water. Now, Scripture doesn't tell us. It could be, or it may not be. I don't know. And they're saying the cleft that he put Moses in is the same cleft where the water came out. Now, it could be, or it could not be. But I'm here to tell you right now, it doesn't matter. It's the same rock. It's the rock. Now, whether it's the same rock, that rock was Christ, and if this is a different rock, this rock is Christ. Oh, I like that. You understand, Christ told a parable. He talked about two men who built a house. Both of them built a house. Both of them felt the need to build a house. Both of them wanted a house. And they both built a house. And between the houses, there was no difference. Both of them were just nice houses. Who knows? May have a swimming pool. It don't matter. This is the thing. Where was that house? One was on the sand and one was on the rock.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a place by me. It's a rock. And the one that built on the sand got blown away.
Yeah.
And great was the fall of that house. But the one on the rock stood firm. You know why? Not because of the house,
right,
but because of the rock.
Amen.
Because of the rock. This rock upon which Moses was placed, this rock, same rock that Moses was put inside of. Oh, I like that. That rock was, and that rock is, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the rock of our salvation. What? He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. Fanny Crosby wrote that. Talking about Jesus Christ. What? He is our Redeemer from all sin. Because here it is. I got to tell you this. If you're not standing upon the rock, you are never going to see God's glory.
Right. Right.
If you're not standing on that rock, if he does not place you, place your feet on that rock out of the pit, you are never going to see God's grace or God's mercy or God's goodness. Somebody might tell you about it, but you won't get it. It'll go right over your head. It did me for years. But when he got a hold of me and put my feet on the rock, I didn't even know I was on a rock at the time. Things started to make sense. I had nowhere else to go. Oh. But that's the thing. If he puts you on that rock, you will see God's glory. You will see God's grace. You will see God's mercy. And you'll like it. You'll like it. You may not understand it all. You still don't understand it all. But here, if you want God's grace and mercy, you're going to stand on the rock. You've got to stand on the rock. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What? He's the rock of our salvation. What did Jesus Christ tell his disciples? Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. For you. Oh. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. There's a place by him. Yeah. There's a place by him. Oh. And today, right now, there's a place by him. There's a place by him. Oh. You're going to enter. If you're going to enter, you're going to enter by him or not at all. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto God except by me. Yeah. And I'm the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he's going to be saved. Yeah. And go in and out and find pasture. And he's going to establish your goings. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Here's where it all comes down to, what Christ just told these disciples here. This is where it all comes down to. Wherever he is where we're going. Now, he's going to get us there. He's promised to get us there. I prepared a place for you, and I'm going to receive you. I'm going to come get you. What are we to do? Walk. Walk. He's established our going. Just walk. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in Christ. Don't walk in the flesh. Because there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. I like that. I do. I don't know of any other place I want to be. On him. It's on him. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Earl always used to quote that. And I like that. I like that. I like to be hid in Christ. I don't want to hide, but I like to be hid in Christ. Okay, sometimes maybe I do like to hide. But he'll establish your goings. He'll send you where you are to be. And you will be where he wants you to be. And as long as you're on the rock, you're in good company. You're in good company. And sometimes you may need to go in the cleft. You may need to be put in that cleft. He'll protect his own. I said it last week. If he's betrothed himself to a bride, they're going to have a relationship. They're going to be married. He's not one to promise and break his promise. He never breaks his promises. All his promises are yea and amen. And that's it. There's a place by me. There was when Moses stood, and there's one now. And thou shalt stand upon that rock. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. Lord, help us to stand. Establish our goings. Order our steps. Help our minds to be set on you. Thank you, Lord, for the rock that you've given to us, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The salvation that you've given to us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Lord, be with Walter as he comes to preach here. Be with all others who are faithfully preaching your gospel message. Be with us as we listen and want to hear of your glory and your grace and your mercy. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.